Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone, who's taking time out on your Tuesday night to rock out with us. It means a lot. So big shouts out to you. Kick back, relax, and enjoy yourself. If you feel like getting on a mic, letting us know what's going on in your community, letting us know about events that are coming up, or get on the mic, spitting, singing, doing some comedy, it doesn't matter. As long as we keep it clean and positive, you feel free to call 323-642-1532. Again, that is 323-642-1532. I am looking forward to this event that we have coming up this weekend. This is an event you do not want to miss. The 70s Masquerade Book Signing Day Party, The Tale of the Fox and the Rabbit, hosted by Sean Ingram with DJ Damu, I will be featuring. And also, we have IQ, will be featuring as well out of New Jersey. He's a spoken word artist as well. This is Valentine's Day weekend. It's at Ego Entertainment Complex, and that address is 4030, which is 4030, Capitol Boulevard, and that's Raleigh, North Carolina, and it's at 2 o'clock from 2 to 6 p.m. This is an event you don't want to miss. Come out and have some fun. And enjoy, and also get you a book. Cop that book for the book signing. Where Dr. Ron has written a book that is, man, I finished that book yesterday, you guys, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later, but I'm not going to go into detail and spoil the book, but I enjoy reading it, and I didn't want it to end. So that's how good it was. It kind of reminded me of another book that I've read by Kay Elliott. He's an author. Charlotte writer as well. Well, I'm not saying that he's from Charlotte, but he's a Charlotte writer, North Carolina writer. So, just had to tell you about that. And also, I can't forget, on the 24th of this month, we will be having Illusions Open Mic Night. And doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30 till 11. And it's going to be at the Arts Council, which is 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. The show is $10. And for open mic talent, it's only $8, and it also includes your refreshments. So you get to get back, chill, vibe with the band, and just have a good time. So basically, this is our virtual open mic, and we also have one that you can actually come physically to. So we'd love to have you. So without further ado, I'm going to just go ahead and into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. Hope you guys enjoy. The first round. Let's get it.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts. Saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to subside. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph imposed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. Where was the reason, the logic? Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. Her back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you. That everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
Yeah, he knows. Now I know, and you know, we all know that he knows.
Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghost. Why? Cause he knows. He knows. Yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing?
Yeah.
But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan. Young preachers, I take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know.
Nah.
To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, the deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find. But it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark, soulfully beautiful. Sad to say, I had to say if, cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, TikTok and two, you didn't find your spark, you're not alone, cause somebody else is watching. Let's you. Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghost. Why? Cause he knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hey, I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? She's boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. They grows, you're not alone, cause
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who? Is your question, but it really should be what is next, but you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation, just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed, trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing
this.
Let's
talk about life, talk about
goals,
talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows,
yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
What's the resolution? It's not a solution. But they don't know that to the mind, it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know a resolution limits you to a year.
Woo.
See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and it's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I help so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions.
Emotion.
Still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote, and if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about
life.
Talk about
goals.
Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved.
breathe, capturing the beauty of life's dream, visions of my past, my present, my future. Accept the good with the bad, and sometimes allowing emotions to stand in the way of what could have been, should have been, and ought to be. It's never the same taking blame for everything. Life can be a bitter at times, as well as your best friend. It can make you or break you, but it can never create you. Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, reactions upon what seems to be nothing, confronting that which doesn't really matter. And so I find myself by myself, because self forgives, but never forgets. Yet I'm willing to let go. I just want to be free. So is it okay to be me?
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. All right, so we're about to go ahead and get back into a quick shout-out line to anybody who wants to give a shout-out or wants to spit a little poetry or sing, whatever your talent is, let us know. And we also, I'm honored to say that we have Dr. Ron back on the line tonight. So we're going to talk a little bit about the masquerade that's coming up this weekend. And tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so happy early Valentine's Day to everybody who is listening via web, via phone. We appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful day. It is that extra day to express your love, the people that you love in your life, you know, and let people know, you know, what they mean to you. So take the time out to do that. So I just want to give a big shout out to Miss Nikki. What's up? What's up?
Hey, Chyna, how are you?
All right. I just want to say hello and hope you're having a great day. And if not, we're going to be praying for you.
Thank you. I'm here. I'm just a little, not squeamish, but, you know, when you get your blood drawn, you know, you get a little weak, you know. But I'm okay. Just got to eat a little
bit.
Trying to cook at the same time, lay down in between frying some chicken. I don't know how that's working, but.
You got it.
I'm here. You know, I had to be here, you know, to call in.
Well, I appreciate the support, lady. And you please stay on the line, and we're going to keep it rocking.
I'm going to listen tonight.
All right. Everybody, that's Nikki from Los Angeles in the building. An avid supporter. I call her my sister from another mother, so I appreciate you being on the line, and we pray that you get well soon so we can hear that poetry. All right, everybody. I got, man, the author, Dr. Ron, on the line with us. What's up, Dr. Ron?
Hello. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Okay, I got you on speaker, although it's just you and I here. Is that okay, or do I need to take you on speaker?
Oh, you're fine because it's actually clear. It's not an echo. We're good to
no
go.
Echo.
No echo.
Good. Yeah. Wanted to say before we get started, I really enjoyed the introductory spoken word, the Carmen and He Knows, and the last composition
yes.
was really, really nice. You're welcome. One of the reasons why the book signing event is the 70s event is because I really don't care too much for today's music like rap and what have you, but spoken word is just so spiritual, you know. It is so spiritual. The spoken word artists are like light years ahead of their generation as far as their wisdom and revelation knowledge and stuff, you know. I really, really enjoy spoken word, and that's a great major contribution that the youth is making to the arts and entertainment today. So I just wanted to put that out there.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah. In fact, that's why I've got a spoken word artist coming from New Jersey, IQ Flower Event. I got Sean Ingram, and I have you. You know, so I want to tell the artists that are listening, feel free to come out, get with Sean, and recite a couple of your favorite love poems. You know, because this is Valentine weekend, and, you know, do a couple of your favorite love poems feel free. It'll be open to you. And my next book sign, I think I'm going to make it more of a dominant, a predominant spoken word event just within itself, to be honest with you. Because I really love spoken word, and I love what the young, what the youth are doing with spoken word today. I really do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be a part of, you know, the spoken word as well, just to have a voice, you know, to share that with other people. And you never know, like I say, you never know who needs to hear that, you know, and it could be love poem, it could be whatever, it doesn't matter. It could be somebody's looking for that or needs that. I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah, like the verse of scripture that the brother alluded to from Hebrews, that was really, really nice, you know. Mm-hmm. So, it's on point.
That was
actually Desan
Ahanu. Say again? That was Desan Ahanu.
Okay.
That was
okay.
Desan.
He's over, what is he, Yale now?
No, he's back in Durham now, right?
I don't know. Is that the gentleman that was teaching over at St. Augustine's University at Journalism School?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he's at Yale now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know he was.
Yeah,
he had the scholarship, the NAS scholarship. I thought he came back.
Last time I spoke to him, which was like over the summer, though. I hadn't spoken to him since summer. He found out about my last book signing, and he missed it. He was like, that was you? I was like, yeah. And that was when he told me that Yale had picked him up to be an instructor there full time. I don't know if it was you know, short term or what, but yeah, last time I spoke with him, that's where he was headed.
A blessing. Oh yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes, he is.
So, you know, and you know, because I've supported so much of Damu's and Kyla's soul expression. That's one of the events that they were giving on the regular and what have you. Oh, man.
I miss it.
Absolutely. Me too. And several of Sean Ingram's events, too. So that's one of the reasons why I want him a part of this one. And I wanted to support his calls for his academy and his calls for troubled youth that he works with, and I didn't want to do it without you and Dambu. It wouldn't be right if I didn't have China Doll and Dambu to be a part.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. Can you tell them about this weekend? I mean, we got to get them hyped up and let them know what's about to go down on Saturday.
Okay.
And I think you can do it.
Okay. Well, now last week I was Professor Wolf. This week he's let them know that Batman and Bruce Wayne are the same.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Dr. Ron, you didn't pull the mask off, but it's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. The book
See,
is
nobody
written
knew
pseudo.
It, so you said it.
So what now?
I was messing with you. I said, see, nobody knew that until you repeated it.
Well,
you know?
If they listened last week, they were like, wait a minute, I thought it was Professor Wolf.
Professor Wolf. Oh,
yeah. But anyway,
I gotta learn to get myself together.
No. Locally, it's okay. Hopefully, when the book goes international, I can have some anonymity. You know.
Right.
But it's a book signing, which is a 70s masquerade party. And as you mentioned, it is at Ego Entertainment Complex on Capitol Boulevard, 4030 Capitol Boulevard. It's right beside Burlington Coat Factory. So if anybody's listening from Raleigh that goes along Capitol Boulevard, they know that. Hey, Burlington Coat Factory, oh, yeah. Burlington Coat Factory has been there for ages, even before Ego was placed there. So that's the location. It's a day party. It's between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And day parties, even so they work a little better for people's schedule as opposed to sometimes the night parties. They can get cold at night or, you know, sometimes the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak, especially when you get around my age where you lay all your stuff out, take your shower, you get out of the shower and you talk yourself out of going out. You know, now you get around my age. Now, y'all can party all night long. You know, y'all can party till you're broke, but day party is where it works a lot better for a lot of us. You know,
you can party till you're broke. That ain't my shit. That ain't my kind of party.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that's an old saying. That's an old saying that
right.
We had. In fact, Rufus with Chaka Khan actually has an album mm-hmm. out that's called "Party Till You Broke." And the album cover has a drain with the dollar going down the drain. But we flipped the script and said, "Party till you broke, but party for a cause." So that's what
right.
we're doing Saturday. The for a cause, $5 from every one of the tickets. It's just $20. Goes to the Sean
mm-hmm.
Ingram Academy so that I can support what little brother Sean is doing with DJ Damu and some others to help
right.
troubled youth also launch his business, which some people know who Sean Ingram is. I wouldn't have to say, but he's hosting
right.
the event. DJ Damu is the DJ. I wouldn't want anyone else to DJ because he is like he believes in playing music that edifies us as a people, as opposed
that's
to
right.
music that just glorifies sex, drugs, and violence. And that's something that
mm-hmm.
we really got to get more into, and the sex, drugs, and violence
exactly.
is something we got to get more away from, because there's plenty of good music out there that you can party on that doesn't glorify sex, drugs, and violence, and you just have a good time. So I got to have Brother Damu doing the music, because even when I had my own radio show, I was surprised at how I had the Arbitrons, which is the ratings for radio, just like Nielsen's is the ratings for TV. When I was on the air, the program manager showed me my ratings, my Arbitrons,
mm-hmm.
and even though I didn't do a whole bunch of sex, drugs, and violence, I was running off the page as far as how many people were listening to my programming. So that meant that. So some people would say to me, well, you know, that's all it sells. That's all it sells. I'm like, no, that's not all it sells. People, you can program
right.
life to people. They'll choose life over death. It's just not being programmed
oh, yeah.
to them. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I always program life. Damu programs life. You speak life. That's why I had to have you guys as a participant for what we're doing.
So I'm most definitely honored and looking forward to having a good time, because I had an awesome time the last time. And the book, please, please get that book. I've had some people ask me about the book and saying they're going to get it. But please get
yes.
the book. It's yes. Please let them know how they can get the
yes.
book. Cause I had so much fun reading that book yesterday. I didn't want to let it go. I know my brother was
right.
laughing at me because I was so into it. And, like, I'm not even going to go into detail because I already did a little bit last week. But it is a must read. It had
yes.
me glued to my seat. I loved it because it wasn't all about sex. It wasn't all about, it wasn't all about sex. It was about relationships and things that
right.
really happened.
Right.
And
right.
it was enticing. Yeah, it kept me intrigued. And so I was curious
yes.
the whole time. And then I was like, no, this book cannot be ending now. I wasn't ready.
Right.
So
right.
I will ask you this. Is there
yes.
gonna be a part two?
It's a trilogy. It's three.
Oh, okay,
it's a trilogy.
Okay. Woo.
Yeah.
When is
it's a trilogy.
When is it coming out? Part two.
I'm not sure. See, hopefully through the book signings it will give me the resources to be able to sit down and finish book two. Book two is already halfway complete, I will share that. And what happened was I decided while I was doing book two that it didn't
mm-hmm.
make sense to do all three, and I didn't have the income coming in at all. So
gotcha.
I decided to go ahead and market book one. I put my
mm-hmm.
pen down and decided to market book one and let it pay for two and three. But you guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a little bit of scene spoiler for book two. Now, in
okay.
book two, she is, and then all this has already been written now. All this has been written. So this was written probably like 2 years
okay.
ago. This was already in the book. She was sexually harassed by her professor from her grad school studies. Her main professor, her predominant professor for her major, She was sexually harassed by him. And when all of that that has come out now with doing this Trump politics and what have you about the sexual harassment and with the Academy Awards and what have you, I was like, oh, my goodness, I need to get back and complete that book because that book is now more contemporary than it was when I was writing it. So I'm just putting that piece. So I've got to be able to get to back to sit down to the drawing board and completing the book. So we need for as many people as possible to come on out, support the book signing. The name of the book is The Tale, T-A-L-E, of the Fox, F-O-X-X, and the Rabbit. You can come to the event. I mentioned it last week. The book will be on sale for $10 at the book signing. Because the book sells online for $20, and it's signed. And if you go to Lookout Media off of Capitol Boulevard, you can purchase it for $15. Or if you buy it from me, you can get it for $15. But if you go online, it is $20. Now, for all our listeners who want to go ahead and just get it now, please get it from Barnes & Noble because they promised me a book signing if I get enough hits. And they're excited. They want to go ahead and do that. So if you're going to get it from online, do Barnes & Noble, and I will share that. Amazon gets 55%, so I'd much rather you get it from Barnes & Noble that's going to help me get a book signing right at their store than to give Amazon 55% of the book, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah, it's by Professor B.B. Wolf and Little Miss R.R. Hood. So if you catch the pun with that, it's Professor Big Bad Wolf and Little Miss Red Riding Hood. So they're the authors of the book.
Okay. And I gotta make sure I gotta make sure I don't do that again. So I do apologize and tell hopefully.
Oh no! Everybody in the area knows I wrote that book, so it's okay. I was joking with you, but that's kind of like when I would do my radio shows. And people would come over the airways, and my DJ name is Brother Love, and some people would sit up the studio and say, it was Ron, you know, Ron, and I'd be like, wait a minute, now Batman don't tell you he's Superman, you know, I'd be like, wait a minute, Clark Kent don't tell you, Batman don't tell you he's Bruce Wayne, you know, they sit there and they know me, so they call me, I'm like, this is Brother Love, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, you know, so no, that's quite all right, there's nobody in this area, and if you go to my Facebook page, you know, there it is, Big Day, please buy my book. And even if you go to the Facebook page for The Tale of the Fox and the Rabbit, it's pretty much, you know, you can put two and two together and come up with four and know that I wrote the book. So locally, it's okay. I just will appreciate hopefully the anonymity that comes with the book sale as it really goes to the movie and all of that. You know, I want to be able to buy my little castle in Spain or off Portugal, or a little private island or something, and have some anonymity and be able to go out and shop without, you know, getting mobbed by people and the paparazzi and all that kind of stuff, you know. Because it's going to take off. It's going to take off. People better go ahead and get it now before it goes to the movie. And they need to go ahead and get it signed. And when I do my autographs, I always try to sign it. I've talked to you for a few minutes to find out something about you so I can put something personal in the little autograph part of it so that people will feel, they can say, I actually met him, you know, we talked for a few minutes, that kind of thing, not where it's a generic signature.
Yeah, I think it'd be good. I'm over here writing my review right now, and I've already hit 5 stars. Yes,
great. Great, I appreciate that because I looked at, I only had one review, and I was like, what? Some people don't follow me, they're going to do some reviews, and we ain't got that hit yet, you know. So, yeah, I thank you so much for doing your review, and I really love the part of the book that you read for the audience that are there. That chapter, like I said to you, that was written by Little Miss Hood, and you can, like you said, you can tell a woman wrote it, woman dialogue, female's touch, it's got the perfume that you actually wear. He wears the matching perfume. He wears the matching cologne. And I found it, because you know, you and I text each other back and forth today, exchanging pleasantries about the book. And it was interesting that your favorite scene is still the limo scene, and that's good.
Yes, it is.
And And I told you I stole that from a friend girl that told me about the same thing happening with her, you know. And so I got to admit, I cheated and I had to do it with an anniversary. I actually did the limo piece with an anniversary. So
okay,
that part it's truthful. It's truthful in twofold, you know. But
right,
yeah, that
was good. I need to get a limo ASAP. I need to make that happen.
Yeah. And actually, I'm marketing some products for it. I'm gonna have some giveaways. I'm gonna have a bag that has the marketing logo on the book cover on the bag, so tote bags for ladies. I've got a coffee cup that's gonna be a giveaway for a because we play games. You know the games that we play, and the giveaways. I also have a couple of T-shirts. I may bring them and give them away too, but they were done so early when the novel was being made that the it says read chapter so and so of the Tale of Fox and Rabbit. The chapters are probably off by one because when you have your books edited, when you make the additions that the editors ask or you make the adjustments to take out things and add things that the editors suggest, sometimes it changes up the chapter numbers. So the T-shirts are a little off. But there are T-shirts that I plan on making as products from the book. One of it says, one T-shirt, and you got to buy the book so you understand what it's saying. One T-shirt says, I'm not with him for his money, but I'm with him for his sex. Read chapter, let's say, 21. And then it's got this cover, the book
that.
Cover of the Tale of the Fox and the Rabbit. And then there's another one that says, I can make it rain, but I can make it sprinkle. Read the Tale of the Fox and the Rabbit, and it has the cover. And I know you know about that one.
Oh, yeah.
I know you know all of those being from the book.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a third T-shirt that says, there's no swagger in a sagger.
Right.
That's from his Youth Academy in the book, where the kids actually wear those shirts that say that guys that sagger, that sag, really have no sag, no swag. That's fake. Fake swagger, you know. So
right.
as we mentioned last week, there are a lot of teachable moments that are part of the book. It's not only about the juicy sex system, but there are some teachable moments in the book also.
Well, I also have a caller on the line who I just spoke with her earlier. She wanted me to let you know that she will be purchasing your book from Barnes and Nobles.
Great.
About to be on, you know, she's about to have surgery, so we're going to keep her in prayer. Her name is Nikki. Keep Nikki in prayer. She's all the way in Los Angeles, but she's going to order your book so she can actually read it while she's home resting from her surgery, which will be on the 20th of this month. And she says she's also going to pass it along, and I know that her fiance said he's going to buy it as well. And some of my coworkers are coming to the event, and they want to purchase the book as well. So,
yes. I want all of your audience that really love what you're doing and that are committed to what you're doing to support you by coming out or buying a copy of the book. And, again, we're going to try to make the next book signing more. This one's predominantly spoken word anyway, but I'm going to try to have a more stronger emphasis on spoken word next time, and it will be Masquerade, because that is a scene from the book. So all of my book signings will be Masquerade. I understand that a lot of people really get a kick out of it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. You if they will go to www.foxxandrabbit.com, they can see. They can see pictures. Just click on gallery once you go there, and you'll see pictures from the prior book signing and the good time that we had. They'll get to see you. I think the very first picture that comes up in the gallery.
Yeah, saw it.
With your mask and your costume, and you played the part. You were perfect.
Thank you.
I'm gonna tell you, you were superb. You fit in with the whole theme of the Masquerade
Thank
book
you.
Party, and the whole theme of the book. And the whole theme of the part that you read from the book, you rocked it.
Thank you.
Go, just to see your picture is no other picture. You know, mine is there with the fox mask on, and this is with the bunny ears, and all of that. You know, other people are there, and the dancer,
mm-hmm.
and church images of him, and oh, I have not been able to find out that. You need to talk to Kyla so you can find out who the lady is with the liquor dessert.
That's my mind. Yes. That's
right,
what my mind.
I gotta call her.
Yes.
Now I need. Oh my goodness.
I am.
Little Miss Hood. She went home with a stock of the liquor desserts that she was just having a ball with it when she got home. I mean,
mm-hmm.
she got some of it while she was there, but she got a supply and brought it home. And if you go to those pictures, you'll see some of those desserts. And that lady. She is outstanding. Yeah, I need to have her there if I can. I need to have her there. And don't worry, people. We're going to feed you, so and it won't cost you. So you can come there and get your little hors d'oeuvres and
mm-hmm.
you can eat and enjoy the good music. And I know Dombo knows how to rock the house. He knows how to rock
the
house. Yes,
he does. And he rises very well. Yeah.
So that's all. I thought all the spoken word is over. We're gonna rock. We might get a Soul Train line or something
mm-hmm.
like that going. Just have a ball.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to the 70s attire. You know, and I got my outfit. You know, came and I'm just so excited about it. You know, we're gonna just go with it. So.
Yes. Well, I get paid tomorrow from my major source of income. So tomorrow. I have two other things now that I definitely got to do. I got to get a passport because my daughter's getting married in Guatemala, believe it or not, in April. So I got to get a passport.
Oh,
I got to pay some bills. But on my list is for me to find my Afro wig for this 70s event. I got to have a big Afro. Now, I may not be able to find some platforms. I may not be able to find some bell bottoms. But I will have an Afro wig. You better believe that.
Oh yeah, I can't tell you what I'm gonna have.
Oh okay,
you said
you bald headed. Yeah. Oh yeah, I was telling the audience know that I'm bald headed. So for me to get
mm-hmm.
an Afro weed, that's gonna be fun. That's gonna be fun.
Right. Well, we look forward to having you on the show tonight. I'm looking forward to Saturday. Y'all come check it out. Gotta be in the building.
Yes. Just come out.
Party. Yes.
Come out one and all. Thank you so much for having me. Do you want me to give the name of the place and all that?
Yes,
please
let me know one more time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, one last time before I go. It's a 70s masquerade book signing day party. It's at Ego Entertainment Complex, which is 4030 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. It's from 6 p.m. I'm sorry, it's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. for the book, The Tale of the Fox and the Rabbit, the first novel in the trilogy.
That's awesome. Well, everybody, we have Professor B.B. Wolf in the building. I had to make sure I got that right. the author of the book, The Tale of the Fox and the Rabbit. This is a book that you got to cop. It is at Barnes & Noble. Please check it out. And also, please place the reviews in there and let them know how good the book was to you, because I'm already claiming it's going to be good to you. And I'm encouraging males and females, it would have been great to go ahead and get that book now, especially for Valentine's Day or this weekend. It's not too late to get the book, so you can actually have some pointers and do your own little thing.
Yes. Can I add one more thing?
Sure.
I was at a paint, and Saturday I was at a lady's birthday party, a good friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
and one of those paint and wine parties, and one of the wives told me that her husband had read the book, and I said he was inspired too, wasn't he? She said, yes. She said, he read that book. He said, come on, baby, come on. She said, I had to him go somewhere and sit down. So that lets you know how inspiring the book can be, how stimulating the book can be.
I know that's right.
Yep. Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Well, anytime. We'll appreciate having you.
Thanks. I appreciate you.
That was Professor B.B. Wolf in the building. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, you guys.
Thank you.
Cop that book anytime. Be blessed. All right. Y'all got to cop that book. I read it. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It had me on pins and needles. I believe in my heart. I've been saying it since I was a kid that the C in my name is Clavette. And it's crazy because like, my nickname is Chyna. So those two C's mean curious. So it kept me curious. It kept me intrigued. And I love stuff like that, you know. And it was, you didn't know where the book was going. So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the spontaneity of it. You know, not knowing where it's going, and then how it ended, I was like, no, you know, but it's not over. So that's a great thing. It's just that part is over. So that's cool because it was a great, great start on just so much more. So this is a book you need to cop, Fox and the Rabbit. You can get it at Barnes and Noble. And also place your reviews on it and check out the website, which is www.foxandtherabbit.com. And you can check it, and it's also two X's for the Fox. So make sure you type that in so you actually get the right site, and you'll see how the pictures of the last event, which is last year in August, and you also, I know, the upcoming event that we have coming up on Saturday, you'll get a chance to see those once they up, once the event has started and they've done their thing. All right, so I have one more artist on the line, and I'm looking forward to hearing from him. We said a prayer for you, JD. What's up? What's up, JD, in the building?
What's up, John? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, how you feeling?
That's good. Well, I'm feeling pretty good. It's been a rough past 3 months, but thank God for life.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, we said a prayer for you.
Well, thank you. I really need him. And I want to send a shout out to my Carlos.
Okay, that's what's up. All
right.
Oh, yes. Big shout out to Carlos. I know he's not on tonight so far. We'll most definitely put it out there in the air. Do you want to spend anything tonight, or are you just chilling?
I'm just chilling tonight.
That's what's up. Well, we're going to rock out a little bit longer, you guys, and then we're going to shut it down. So I hope you guys enjoy the next round. Everybody, that was JD in the building, the Boom Boom Room, and big shout out to 242 Bahamas. All right, you guys, let's get it.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. See, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understand that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I've seen apart from the rest of them because I was different, and see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things, gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing the beginning of the livelihood, how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand, this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties and catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I had to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorically thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So so I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothe of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming for thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this is a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man's scene, not public and violence, and not doing things of bad man society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight, and understand this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life, and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. See, I escaped great man's obstacles, and I almost died, but I lived, and still here, man, I'm an optional. Option too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left, just great words to express myself and not sit in vain and understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's, a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood, and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud, don't need to be high to have fun, but I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth, epics, and great man's story.
It's about to go down. It's time for a turnaround. No more hanging around old friends and going to familiar stomping grounds. It's time for a change. Have you ever woke up in a cold bed of night in such a fright and you reach for me, but all you can do is grab your pillow and hold on tight? And as you cry and you wonder why, but you still don't give up, and you ask why, but yes, you still try. It's time for a change. But don't ask for change if you can't reciprocate the same feeling. For change is good, but sometimes misunderstood. Change is an adjustment. You have the ability and the drive to adjust to any environment you're in. Once you put your mind to it, and you can do it, just like change. People will always make mistakes. I made a few myself. But riddle me this. People say lesson learned. But what good is the lesson if you have never learned from it? The brain must break down and process, just like change. And once you can understand that change should happen and it is needed, you don't have to search for it. It's within self. Then self will start to change. A change is coming. Oh,
situation was understood. Still does not mean it's okay. Where do we go from here? What do I do with this feeling? Longing to have you near. Knowing we shouldn't be delaying. Why can't these memories just be erased? Why must I yearn for your kiss? The first moment we're not face to face reminds me how much you miss. Where do we go?
About circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often overcomplicated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies, while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind, just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. Probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust mistaken for love, guilt-induced paranoia,
Johnny hug into an angry shove, and an angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look, giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect, having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire, but a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the scores. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave me, just want enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher, man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait, and no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention, and he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is gonna show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the reverend said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience, and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts is too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. See, this is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my method would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hope I say they are the rage in the tears. Because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits ya, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you have enjoyed the round that we played for you. We have two more calls on the line, so I want to make sure I get them on as well. What's up? What's up? We got Willie in the building.
Hey, hey, hey. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. I went and got my my T-shirt designed today, and my hoodie, rather. And,
okay.
Well, I'll be posting some things on my new-to-developed web page in a few days and be selling them and doing some promotions and stuff with music and a book that me and a friend wrote 30 years ago. So I'm trying to set it all up now. And I'll send you the information so you can share it with your audience and whatnot. And so, yeah, on March the 16th, I think it's a Friday, we'll have like kind of like you know how they do these things where you have people kind of chiming in at a certain time,
mm-hmm.
like a silence or whatever. So it's going to be kind of like, you know, you can buy the T-shirt or buy the hoodie, either one. And basically what we're going to be having a kind of like a nationwide shout-out to the Congress to let them know that, you know, that we need more research and development pertaining to renal failure in the Black community. Because, like, right now in D.C., I think I said it last week, there's 100 dialysis clinics in a 25-mile radius of the capital of the United States. So we asked ourselves, D.C. is supposed to be the Black capital of the United States. So why is it that all these congressmen and whatnot and all these lobbyists and stuff within a 25-mile radius of Southeast D.C., 25 miles now. I mean, listen, that's from like Raleigh to Durham. That's how close the area is where there's 100 clinics. Now you mean to tell me there's more dialysis clinics than we got liquor stores? So you got to ask yourself, what's wrong with that picture? You know, that there's something not right where you got more liquor stores in the Black, dialysis clinics in the Black community than you have liquor stores. So what's causing the breakdown of the Black body in the United States? I mean, is it our diet? Is it stress? Is it self-hatred? A lot of these things are biblical. Believe it or not, and what I'll be doing on my page, I'll be breaking things down because we do have a lot of Christians and whatnot, people who go to church and read the Bible. And so you're asking yourself, with all these different denominations of churches, why are so many Christians suffering needlessly? So are they not reading the scriptures according to the way God set it out? Or what is causing us to break down our organs to where we got to send our family members or friends or whoever it is into these clinics with the possibility of not making out of there alive? And like I said, I'll be putting more information on my page within the next week or so. Well, actually, before then, probably by the weekend. And also, I'll be also celebrating 55 years on this wonderful earth here that God created for us. And I'll be doing like a Facebook shout out for celebration of 55 years. And so a month from yesterday, I'll be 55. So a month from yesterday, you know, it's March 12th, 2016, I'll be 55. And that Friday, we're going to try to, you know, have as many people as possible, hopefully to purchase the shirt. And we'll be shouting out to the Congress and says, hey, listen, what's going on in D.C.? You know, why you got a 100 dialysis clinic? I mean, well, what is going on? You know, why are these people around y'all dying? I mean, where's the money at to save these people lives? And that's basically it for tonight, because I really do believe that we have a Black people. We need to find out, you know, like what the crap's going on. I mean, is it poisoning our water or are they putting vaccines in us and trying to terminate us? I mean, what's going on where we only make up 13% of the population supposedly in the United States, but we make up over 44% of the hemodialysis patients. So we got to figure out, like, you know, what's going on, because this is a generation of people that need to be alive, but we're dying, you know, and it's a painful death at that, you know. Don't let nobody fool you. Being on dialysis is not something that's enjoyable. I mean, I worked in the industry 25 years, so I know firsthand, you know, what it's about. And that's basically it, and I'm giving us a chance to talk. And I appreciate you having this great platform, and I hope to continue to contribute more in the future.
All right, I appreciate that. And we appreciate you continue to share that wisdom and knowledge, you know, and you also give us understanding, you know, what's going on. So we do appreciate you. All right, everybody, that was Willie. And we also have another call on the line. What's up, what's up? We got Truth on the line.
What's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Oh, just relaxing, just getting over the flu.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, do you know? Huh?
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, a little bit. It's still a little weak, you know. Still trying to get myself back right. I didn't know. I've never had the flu before, and it's something serious.
Oh, yeah.
Something serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember you said you were in the hospital. Everything's been going great. I can't complain.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, said a prayer for you when you said you was in the hospital. I didn't hear back from you, so I just continue to pray and get right on going.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Prayer much needed.
Hmm?
I said, yeah, the prayers was much needed. Much needed.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
So you got another, did you want to perform tonight?
Oh, yeah, I can spit something. Yeah, my voice and my throat is still a little weak, but I can spit something. Oh, but can I tell everybody that the new album is out?
Yeah, that's fine.
The new album is out. It's called Gospel Poetry, All Truth. This album is really, I think it's, well, it, of course, each time they're going to get better, and this one, I actually own the music on it, and, you know, kind of linked up with some studio guys and got my own personal music beat guy. There's a couple of them I've even made my beats. I even made myself up there. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
just trying to do a lot of things myself to try to figure it out, you know, how the business really goes and trying to grow in those areas. And in the meantime, still fighting through these sicknesses that I'm going through. But it's all a blessing,
gotcha.
You know. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to do this piece. As I continue to look over hills, I understand at the end of the road I reap the glory. This is the better man, the great man, the truth man's story. Did they understand where I was walking? Lost and found in condemnation, I was still finding myself rising up to my height of the cage. The dead man situations, the abortions came before me before the child was even born, knew that I was destined for something greater. The better life of me continued to rise above it all. The intrigues of my soul will always be better, be loved. So I'm shining bright like a glove on the hand, shining too bright for those who don't see me. Sometimes they do understand. Over the hills I shine in the midst like an eclipse. Great man's illusions. Balloons to see me floating in the skies, and dead man's when the ride the tides don't come in too soon. Before the fish could dwell up, swell up and die on shore before they understand the doors that they're dropping through the bulls. Great bars and stars were shining too bright in the sky. And the wonder why we live, lie, and die. Sometimes I don't understand why I'd rather spy. Sit and fly there in the sky and lay on the ground and understand where my prayer and supplication becomes, because my knees and my head is always by truth. Bye.
All right, now that was powerful. What inspired that piece?
Well, just a lot of things, you know, my job and the label, and just thinking about a lot of things, and you know, just thinking about how basically how I can be a better me, you know, when dealing with people, trying to be a lot more understanding and just trying to be a stronger me and a better me. So I mean, sometimes, you know, I sit and think, you know, I see a lot of us sit and think. Sometimes we don't tell people what we're thinking about and why we're thinking about them. And so, you know, a lot of my pieces, you know, all my pieces are freestyle because it's always something that I'm going through or something that I'm seeing, or it might be somebody that I'm dealing with, you know, that might give me an inspiration. Inspiration can be good or bad. It's how you put it out there, what makes the outcome of it, whether it's going to be good and bad, still what outcome it'll be, whether it is good or bad.
Right. That's definitely true.
I just got in and I was like, let me call in, you know. I started feeling a little better, so right before I lay down,
I said, tell Sweet T we said hello.
She's in another room. I'm in the back of the place right now.
Yeah.
She's up front of the house. Yeah, I'm better in my study.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you sharing with us tonight. And, always your freestyles, they are very powerful. And congratulations on your new album that's coming out and your everything you have coming. You know, saying the shows, you know, saying your production company, everything you have going, we appreciate you. And I know, you know, just from witnessing your growth and the fact that you continue to go and you grow. So we appreciate you, all that you're doing, and I'm proud of you. So just keep doing what you're
doing. Thank you. That's all we can do is keep going forward. You know, we got to go forward. We got to continue to better ourselves and have a positive, strong outlook, you know, for the community.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they can say,
exactly.
They look at you and say, I remember when he was doing this or I remember when she was doing that. So, well, we got to keep going forward. We got to keep going.
And then. All right, everybody, that was Truth in the Building. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. And we're actually about to be closing out shortly, but before I do that, I've got a couple more tracks for you. Hope you guys enjoy.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words brought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the Black Salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear. For the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the Black Salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she, Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper, for this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embodied her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I have not forgotten the inspirational nuggets that I try to give out. And throughout this time, the time that I take daily to meditate has been awesome. Just getting back to me and doing some things that I enjoy doing as far as just taking some, you know, that mental health time, that time to relax, to meditate, to get to know you a little bit better. We spend a lot of time getting to know other people, you know, our family members, our friends, all these different things, but we forget about ourselves. And so just want to give a big shout out to Quavs for that song, Cheating on Me, because it is so on point with just daily things that we do. We forget about ourselves. And then we forget about ourselves and we expect other people to remember us. But it's kind of hard for somebody to remember you when you don't remember you. So that's just like one of the nuggets I want to say, like remembering you and remembering to take care of you, to make sure that you're good, to make sure, you know, saying you're taken care of so you can be good for someone else. And just being mindful, you know, mindful how we handle people and handle ourselves. And just most of all, be mindful how you handle yourself, and then you'll naturally be able to handle, you know, whatever the task is that comes your way. If you don't know how to handle it, pray about it. And continue to pray about it, you know. it's so easy for us to try to figure it out and do it our way, and it might not be, we might not be handling the way we need to. So I try to give like a few inspirational nuggets, different things that I learn as I go and grow. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. If it's what you need it tonight, keep it. I say again all the time, if it's not what you need it, toss it. I'm not offended. I do what I can, and as I, like I say, as I go and I grow and I learn, I try to give it back. And I do my best to try to be there, you know what I'm saying, for people, because I love helping people. So that's how I do what I do with the Lyrical Cypher. That's how I do with the Illusions. And I just want to stay focused on being able to provide that platform and that opportunity for you to express yourself through whatever your gifts are, on or off the stage. I want you to have that platform. I want you to know that you are, you know, encouraged to tap into you, to be a better you. And it's necessary, you know, because I look at all of us as butterflies. So hopefully that helped tonight. Please continue to keep evolving. And I want to add something that Moody Black said that I have been taking note with, which has been awesome. Before you go to bed at night, find something that makes you laugh. Even if it's just a joke of the day or whatever, but my brother put me on Laugh Mob last night. We were watching it, and I was just like, I laughed so much I cried, but I needed it because it was awesome. It was like laughter literally resets the brain. I learned that in anatomy and physiology in college, but laughter literally resets the brain. When you're studying, when your brain is on 10, thinking about too many things at one time because we're busy people, you know. Not everybody's busy, but, you know, I know that the people that I know are really busy people, you know, and you got to take time out to laugh, take time out to enjoy life. So, and enjoy you, because you matter too. You know, we already know the people that are connected, you will be affected, and what you already do naturally is going to continue to be that way. And so I do want to say this. I said this a couple days ago, was that I am a selfless person, and I often forget about me, but I realize that I have to make sure that I do, like I told you, I'm taking some time out for me, and it actually feels good, take care of me, do some things for me, because I'm still going to do what I do as far as helping people. I'm still going to be, you know, have selfless acts, but I also got to make sure I do some acts for me, you know, and I am, and it feels good, and I don't feel bad about it. Don't feel selfish, because I got to be good so I can be good for you. So that's back to what I was saying about people who are connected will be affected by your choices and, you know, the things you say, the things you do. So it's not perfect. Still learning. But like I say, I like to give back as I go. So you guys be blessed. We do this every Tuesday night. If you are not doing anything on Saturday, I will be featuring at the Masquerade book signing party at Club Ego. It's Ego Entertainment Complex. Please come out. Check it out. It's $20 to get in. It includes your refreshments. And DJ Damo is off the chain. You can get on their dance floor. They got games. They got food. They got so many different things that you can do. Play chess. You play all these different games they're going to have there. I had so much fun at the Masquerade Ball last year. I'm looking forward to it this time. And this time it's the 70s affair. So you don't have to wear the 70s affair. You can wear the mask. You can wear the 70s clothes, you know, or none at all. Just want you in the building. And please get, you know, take some time out to get the book, The Tale of the Fox and the Rabbit. The Tale of the Fox and the Rabbit, the book is awesome. I finished it yesterday. Man, hot and steamy, very informative. Just talks about real life things. Different questions, you know, for the females and males that you ask about the women, what are they thinking, what are the men thinking, that book lets you know, like, you know, it gives you another look at it, another peer at your different thoughts that you have going in the back of your mind. Somebody else is thinking that too sometimes. You know, you just never know. And also, can't forget Illusions. Please come out to Illusions on Saturday, February 24th. And that's at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11. We'd love to have you in the building. And the show's $10. That includes your refreshments. And also, For open mic talent, it's only $8. So bring your friend, family, tell them about it. Share it on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. My name is Clavette Roberts. That's my government name. And you can also find me, China, with a Y. I'm the girl with the beige blazer on with the gold necklace with the bob. So till then, be blessed. You guys have a great night. And continue to tell people about the Lyrical Cypher. So then, you guys keep pushing, keep praying, and most of all, keep dreaming. And I got to add one more thing. Keep laughing. Good night.